This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are the party of liars, losers, and freaks. And I know some of you are saying, Kevin, why are you speaking so nicely of Democrats? I mean, that's not your normal style. Well, I could go on, but I think it's enough just for us to get started to let you know that they are the party of liars, losers, and freaks. They are also the party of lynching of black people. They don't like to own up to what their criminal activities have been, their criminal behaviors. And by the way, the lynching of black people is nothing compared to what they do now. They lynch rich, white, Republican men right in the public square as they're doing to Donald Trump right now. But it's backfiring. That's what I want you to understand. It doesn't matter what they do. When you are ruled with evil, when everything you do, you wake up is all to be an evil person, to do bad in the world, it can end up with no good. It can't be any good because that evil has to be balanced out with some good. And that's what we're here for, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Earlier in the broadcast, I had a little bit more of the Barry White voice because I was just getting started. As the day goes on, my voice gets tired. And, you know, what can I say? I've lost it. So, ladies, catch me in the first hour if you want to hear Barry, because it's coming. I'm still just about at the edge of that sickness, and when I first come on, it's just that very deep baritone thing going, you know, right there. See, I can't hit that when I'm not sick. Oh, goodness, what do we have to talk about? Well, how about we begin with this? How about we begin with a warning of Biden voter Stephen A. Smith? I alluded to him before. He's in ESPN sports analyst, and he's probably very good at his job in analyzing sports. He's okay at getting into politics. And what's funny to me is we gravitate to these people when they make a statement that makes us go, ooh, let's take a look. And I'm going to do the same thing because I want to magnify people like that to let you know that you're on the right track. But I don't consider Stephen A. Smith some political savant. In fact, I consider him a political idiot because while he's going to chastise liberals, as he calls them, leftists is what I call them, he's going to chastise these people for what they're doing to Donald Trump. But at the same time, he remains one of them. Let me put it another way. If people were doing to Biden or Obama and the Republican Party, if they were intentionally going after this man and he was innocent, flip the script. I would say to the Republican Party, you are in danger of losing me if you continue this. Now, here's the good news. There are lots of Democrats who have said that. They've recognized what's going on and they have left. But these Bill Maher's and Stephen A. Smith's and people like that that complain but still want to keep one foot, you know, toe in the water, in the pool of leftism, I say to you, take the red pill. What are you waiting for? What does it take for you to wake up and say, you know what? This party is nothing like I thought it was. This party does not support black folks. This party does not support women. It does not support other minorities. It does not support, immigrants. It does not support, it uses people is what the Democratic Party does. It's a user. It's a party of liars, losers, freaks, skanks. I could say far worse about them. That's what they represent. I'm going to play the Stephen A. Smith quote in a second, or clip in a second, but here's what I want to read to you. Barack Obama's former senior policy advisor, Rachmin Shai, has been charged with child sex offenses. Shai worked under the Obama administration and helped the U.S.'s strategy to combat terrorists from Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, which probably means he worked hand in hand with them and got, infiltrated helped the Muslim Brotherhood infiltrate our government. Anyway, the Daily Mail reported that Shai has been charged in a British court for child sex offenses. They said that Shai was charged with possession of two Category C indecent images of children and possessing, I was going to get it out, don't try to correct me, possessing a prohibited image of a child. The accused pedophile also worked under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. His trial has been set for August. Here's Stephen A. Smith.
To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument. Which means we'll never have peace in this country, because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office, because they can't beat him on their own merits. And they're going to say, hey, you trumped this up against him again, and we'll have no peace, when all you got to do is figure out a way to beat him on the issues. But you haven't been able to do it.
Hey, Stephen A., it really is that simple. All you got to do is figure out how to beat him on the issues. And what exactly are the issues you're going to beat him on? Well, what, $60 billion to Ukraine on top of the $200 billion we've already given him for a war that we have no reason to be involved in? You're going to beat him on the massive invasion of illegals that are now permeating cities all across America and creating havoc in these cities, making the least common denominator voter finally wake up and say, wait a minute, you're giving these kind of services to people who haven't paid a dime, who aren't citizens of the United States? You're going to beat them on that issue? Please, it stole upon me. No, is that the right word? That's not the right word. Enlighten me. How about that? Enlighten me. What are you going to do to beat him? You're going to talk about this roaring economy that Joe Biden wants to tout? Boy,
forget Bidenflation. Things are going well, people. Look at the data.
Always ridicule the data. We got more folks on this topic. You're not going to want to leave.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Burb Spray Vitamins. Burb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Burb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit BurbSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn rewards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes from being the presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument. Which means we'll never have peace in this country because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep them out of office because they can't beat them on their own merits. And they're going to say, hey, you trumped this up against them again and we'll have no peace when all you got to do is figure out a way to beat them on the issues, but you haven't been able to do it.
That was Stephen A. Smith sounding the alarm bell to leftists, giving them a warning. You're saying you can't beat Donald Trump at the polls. You're saying we have to cheat in order for us to beat this man. This is all we have. And he says you're giving him a reason to whine that if he loses the election, he's going to have a reason to say, you know, they couldn't beat me. They couldn't beat me because they were trying to do all this other stuff. So now that they couldn't beat me, what did they do? They cheated at the polls. Well, that was true in 2020. You know why he's telling you? He's saying they're all in on the big cheat because they can't beat him at the polls. If they do beat him at the polls, it will be civil war because people will know there is no poll, nothing that supports Joe Biden is leading Donald Trump. You guys heard me talk about this. I alluded to it in the first hour of today's broadcast, but I talked about it before. I said they're going to suddenly Joe Biden out of nowhere is supposed to be polling better. Well, they were, and then I read some stuff with Kurt Schlichter in the first hour, and he says, nope, Donald Trump's still leading as they have it. 5 out of 6 battleground states Trump is leading. What battleground state is Trump not leading in? Really, somebody let a brother know. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255 is where you can get a hold of me, and I hope you will. I also want to talk about something that may interest you. There's a group that sells ready-to-eat beef. They do it beef crumbles. They're freeze-dried, and here's the thing about it. I've tried it. It's actually really good. It's meat you can eat now, but it's also prepper food. And it's funny, when we were looking at people to endorse, this is one of them that I was like, and it was funny because years ago, people were like, oh, anybody is dealing with preppers or prepper type food, you know, you got a problem. Well, here's the problem with prepper food. If you bought it 10 years ago or whatever, and you don't eat it, it's going to expire. And it's not, in most cases, it's not that great a food. It's just sustenance. It's not meant for you to enjoy. If you do go to Prepper All Naturals, which is a veteran-owned business dedicated to serving Americans, you'll find out these guys have some amazing product. So if it gets close to where you go, like, okay, it's getting close to the expiration date, you can eat it, and it tastes great. If you want to give it a shot, just go to KJBeef.com. That's it. Check it out. If you like it, great. Now, again, there's a group of people out there who are preppers, and they're going to get it and keep it. But here's what I recommend. Get it, try it, and see if you like it. Now, this stuff will last a long time. All the information is on the site. It will last a long time. But you don't want it to go, you know, I mean, don't put that money. It's kind of like the vaccines. They bought all these vaccines, and then when the expiration date occurred, they got to get rid of it all. When this is getting close, eat it. You're going to actually enjoy it. It tastes really good. So check it out, KJBeef.com. I want to segue back to what we were talking about here with these Democrats being the party of liars and freaks and the alarm bell being sounded by Stephen A. Smith, who said there are going to be tens of millions of people who will see the extent to which one side is willing to go. He's right. One side is willing to go. See, the rest of us, we're not willing to go there. I would not allow our government to prosecute anyone the way they're doing Donald Trump or the way they're treating us. I would not stand for anybody being shadow banned the way I've been banned. And many of my compatriots on the conservative side. I wouldn't stand for any of the things that are happening to us. I would fight tooth and nail for my exact opposite. I don't think you should do it to Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, AOC, any of those freakazoids on the left. Because I don't want it done to me. But I will say this, there's a vindictive side of me that says, turnabout is fair play. We can't keep turning the other cheek on these freaks. You have to show them, when we get into power, we're going to do the same thing you did. Until you decide, we collectively decide, we're not going to do this anymore. It's going to be mutual. what they call it, mutually assured destruction, we're going to do the same thing you do. I know there are people that disagree with me because in my heart of hearts, I can't program myself to do wrong. I can't program myself to shoplift. You know, oh, Kevin, there's circumstances. No, there's not. I'm not going to do it. I'd rather go talk to the owner of a store and say, look, I don't want to steal from you. I just want to know, is there something you can spare until I'm on my feet? I'm willing to work for it, too. That's what I would do. But I want to go. I just want to stay on track here. Stephen A. Smith is explaining in that thing that little piece that we played of his, that the Democrats have no choice but to cheat, and they're giving Donald Trump a reason. They're giving him, as he called it, fodder for him to be able to make his case. Not that he needs it, because he doesn't need it. And we've talked about this ad nauseum. Every time they added a series of indictments, it went worse. This lady Jayapal came on and essentially said, our only solution is we got to jail this guy. We got to get rid of him. And you wonder why his popularity grows. You wonder why we're going to play a clip in the next segment that shows you there is no possible way Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. Not one. This is a poll, and this particular poll is, when I wrote about it, I wrote, this probably, try not to spin to the microphone, this poll is probably the worst poll I've seen for Joe Biden, and I'm talking about, I've looked at almost everything that's out there. This is by far the worst news the Democrats have gotten. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protests have gotten out of hand at universities across the country. At least 45 pro-Palestinian protesters arrested at Yale University. At NYU, over 150. Columbia University instituted remote classes for a day and then extended that hybrid learning model through the end of the semester. Former President Trump's hush money trial, pretty uneventful on day one, ending early for Passover. The first witness, David Pecker from the National Enquirer, did take the stand. He is set to take it again today. A judge has declared a mistrial in the criminal case against 75-year-old Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly, who's accused of fatally shooting a migrant on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are concerned about Joe Biden. Don't be fooled for 1 second. They are panicked. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I want you, if you're new to the program, jot that down. The Kevin Jackson Network. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And the reason I tell you that is, let's keep in touch. And I'd also like you to do this, if you get a chance, when you go to the website, go look at our merch. We run a commercial where I tell you our merch is our message. We've done an amazing job, my team, of designing products that you can only get from us. Trump's nickname tennis shoes, for example. Don't even think about wearing them. Just put them in a display case. And maybe when we see each other, I'll sign them. I don't know if I can get Trump to sign them because he's got his own shoe. But I'll sign those. And let me tell you what else is brewing, just so you guys are aware. We are about to take the Flick Fest public. Yes! You can become an investor in changing Hollywood. I'm talking about something that, think about this. It's like getting on the ground floor of Netflix. That'll be coming in about a month. The process is underway. We're registering with the SEC, Security and Exchange Commission. And we're going to be taking that organization public. Told you I was going to do it. It's broken my bank to do it, but that's okay. It's a minimum of $100 investment. It's an actual investment, stock investment. And there'll be more details when that comes up. So we're excited about that. Democrats concerned, and they have a reason to be. Their number one problem with Joe Biden is, you ready? This is going to come as a shocker. But it's Joe Biden. Joe Biden himself. Joe Biden opening his mouth. Joe Biden talking about cannibals eating his uncle. Joe Biden pontificating about Joe Biden and the family Biden and how great the Bidens are. And my word is a Biden. Joe Biden making his family members bigger than life, knowing that he's lying about them. Joe Biden covering up for the Hunter Bidens and the James Bidens and the Haley Bidens and the other Bidens who's... They have no answer. How do these people get money from the Chinese? Joe Biden having to figure out, explain to people where his money's coming from. He's going to have to explain that one of these days. They have to try to not only deal with Joe Biden being Joe Biden, but the Democrats have to control every scandal that this man is about. From Ukraine to Russia to China to Romania to France, you name it. He's got money all over the place. He's got the Iranians now who are thumbing their nose at him. He's given billions of dollars to so they could foment terrorism. And then Joe Biden's got a lot of domestic problems. He's got that border thing. What is it? What's it called? Oh, that's right. It's an invasion. Man, would you want to be a Democrat right now trying to stand up for Joe Biden? How could you possibly do this, John Cougar Mellencamp? Or John Mellencamp, whatever he calls himself. How do you do that? I'm going to take my ball and go home. I'm not going to sing for the people that don't want to hear me talk about how much I love Joe Biden. We played a clip of Stephen A. Smith. Hey, Stephen, you going to leave the Democratic Party, a party of losers and liars and scumbags and skanks? Or are you going to stick with it? What's the scoop there, brother? Scandal on top of scandal. They cannot keep the lid on this. It's impossible. They're going to have a come to Jesus. And let me tell you why I know. Why I know they're panicked. You got that clip? Let's play that clip. This is NBC, people. This is not Fox News. Talking about how bad things are polling for Joe Biden.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
Remember when the whole thing shifted and the whole deal was America doesn't want to see the two previous candidates run against each other. They're too old, blah, blah, blah. Remember that? We've gone from that to NBC doing a poll and the comparison was devastating. Now, if you don't see them, you know, because they're not referencing exactly what they're talking about, as you see them making all these different, you know, well, you know, you can see here from these numbers, they're not giving you what they're talking about. So let me give you some of the things that they were talking about. One, handling a crisis. Trump, 4 points up over Biden in handling a crisis. Now, they allude, what they said in the clip was, that was flipped. It was Joe Biden was perceived as the person best able to handle a crisis than Trump was. So that's flipped back. And by the way, that's the smallest of the gaps. Strong record as president. Trump, +7. Competent and effective. Trump, +9. You ready for the biggies? Here's the biggie. One of the biggies. Necessary mental and physical health. Trump, +19. Dealing with inflation and cost of living. The biggest one. You ready? Trump, +22. So, I want to go back to this is NBC. NBC, days after I've reported all the Biden's closing the gap, Joe Biden closing the gap, closing the gap. Do we have any clips on that?
I've been to every single of the toss-up states so far. And guess what? If you know, anybody knows anything about polling, it's awful hard to poll these days. Because, no, I'm serious. But guess what? Even in the polls that are being used now, we're ahead in 35 polls.
New this hour, folks. The presidential race is tightening, and that's according to a brand new NBC News poll. Donald Trump is polling at 46% among registered voters, while President Biden is just behind at 44%, and that is well within the poll's margin of error. Now, the polling also shows that voters' interest in the 2024 election is at an all-time low for this point in a presidential race. But, folks, I will note we're talking about registered voters. And before we talk about the poll anymore, we just want to be really clear here that the election is still more than 6 months away. And this poll is just a snapshot in time of a certain set of voters.
Joe Biden has closed the gap somewhat with Donald Trump, offering glimmers of a potential rebound for the president in this year's election campaign. A new Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll shows Trump leading Biden 47-43 across seven crucial battleground states. But, importantly, Trump is no longer leading in all seven of those states. Biden has pulled ahead in Wisconsin by one percentage point and into a tie in two other states, Michigan and Pennsylvania. Trump, meanwhile, continues to lead in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, but Biden narrowed the gap in five of the seven states. This poll has good news for both presumptive nominees. For Trump, the poll shows Biden continues to poll poorly on questions like, who do you trust most to manage the economy? And of course, Trump continues to lead overall and has now for 6 months in a row. But for Biden, this poll shows momentum and a good trajectory. It also ekes out a potential path for him to get a narrower victory than he had in 2020. Three states that he's tied or a little bit ahead in are so-called blue wall states. These are states that have historically leaned Democratic, and Biden can win the White House with just those three of the seven if other things go his way.
Well, there you have it, folks. Two different news sources. Again, NBC, that NBC report was literally a week or two ago that showed Joe Biden is closing the gap. And then the Bloomberg report was supposedly based on right after Joe Biden's State of the Union, where knocking it out of the park was Joe Biden not screwing up 15 times. What do you think it is since we've learned about Uncle Bozy and the cannibals? What do you think it is now? I don't have any idea. I'm asking. I just know this. Joe Biden didn't do anything in the State of the Union to move the needle, and he hasn't done anything since to move the needle. And Uncle Bozy certainly didn't help. So what are the real numbers for Joe Biden? I don't think it's anything close to what they're telling you. In fact, I think these numbers are so skewed, and they're not bad news for Trump by any means. The thing that we talked about earlier, I mean, handling a crisis +4, strong record as president +7, competent and effective rather +9, necessary mental and physical +19, dealing with inflation +22. Those are good numbers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have more problems than you can even imagine. I lay them out for you every day. I give you sort of a litany of the bullet point. But even inside of the bullet points, they have massive problems. We can talk about the mass exodus of voters leaving the Democratic Party, for example. I could tell you, black folks are leaving. But see, it's bigger than just black folks are leaving. Black men have already begun the exodus under Trump. Black women are now starting to leave, and black women have been the squeaky wheel. Hey, just so you guys are aware, we're doing these education forums. We're going to do one in Phoenix. You know who's heading it up, helping us with it? It's going to shock you. Democrat black women. The Democrat black women's organization said, we want to be a part of the education forum for seeking educational excellence because they are so aggrieved about the education system for blacks in America. This is going on all around the country. We just had one in Chicago. So, again, I could give you the border issue. I could give you inflation. I could give you all kind, you know, capitalism being destroyed, et cetera. Then dig a little deeper. Look at all the problems that are facing. The border invasion, what's that created? A bunch of people that have come over that are making the education system worse, that are making the welfare system worse, that are making all these other systems worse, to the point that black women who have been the most staunchly leftists, they love their abortions. They love, you know, their freedom as women and all. It's my body. I'll do what I want. They want to do the neck cranking of the finger snap. And they're saying, you know what? We don't like what we've been getting over the last few decades. We're beginning to see what everybody's talking about. And now they've become the squeaky wheel for us. It won't take much to move them over. And that's why we're getting such a massive demand. For this event that we're, these events we're doing, we're going to do 10 locations. We did Chicago, April the 16th. Wait till you see the videos. We're already starting to put together the videos. Wait to see these videos along with what we did with Seeking Educational Excellence. I mean, we're calling these Sea Vision Roundtables. But wait till you see that in conjunction with the black women that were leftists who have converted over to say, you know what? All these things that they talked about to help black folks, I bought into it. Initially, but it wasn't the way they described it. It wasn't the way the left described it. When they talked about independence of blacks, they didn't describe it the way they wanted it, which is we're going to separate you. We're going to dumb you down and then give you your independence. There are many blacks that went, that's not what we signed up for. When you see these sessions, I swear to you, I'm not exaggerating this one bit. We're going to put these out there for the Backstage Club and those who are my warriors. And the rest of you, you're going to have to, unless you join, you're going to see some amazing stuff. But what I'm going to tell you is these black women and these black men, one black guy, he literally said this. He's a principal of a school. He still is. He said, I ain't going to lie. I've been part of the problem. And he went on to describe, he bought into the data. He bought into the lies. Huh, it's powerful stuff. For those of you who are interested and you want to support what we do, you can go to my website. You have one of two ways to donate to us tax deductibly. You can donate to the Black Sphere Alliance .com, or you can donate to SeekingEducationalExcellence.com. For those of you who are helping us through the Warrior Program or Backstage Club, I want you to know that's not tax deductible. That's just you saying, Kevin, here's my $20 a month. I support what you do. And I've got quite a few of those. But I want you to understand, with the money that we get that allows us to operate, we take the nonprofit money. I'm going to tell you right now, Melissa and I have done nothing but put money into that. We haven't made a nickel. I don't even take a salary from that. But that's what we put these other events on, and that's the stuff that's making a difference. I was talking to a friend of mine. I told her, I said, we want to be an effective version of some of these other groups. We're not throwing a bunch of lavish parties. We're going to go into the hood. We're going to give our message to black and Hispanic people, and we're going to say, this is the conservative message that can make your child a CEO. So the difference between your daughter being a pole dancer or sitting as the pole on the Indy 500 is going to be which side you choose. And you know what black folks are doing? They're responding. They like it. In Chicago, that audience of black parents said, when are y'all coming back? We want to bring some more people. Can you do it another time? They were begging us to come back. We hadn't even gotten out of there good. Anyway, I want to finish by telling you, Democrats have a host of problems. They support terrorists. They're anti-Semites. They pretend to support Biden's flailing economy. They overlook the actual data and the actuality of your lives and tell you, look at this data, look at whatever. Biden's foreign policy is both ineffective and, worse than that, it's dangerous. It is horrible news for Joe Biden. The left can't sell the idea that Joe Biden is leading in any state. They tried. I told you when the transition occurred. They tried. A full court press by the press to make it look like Joe Biden was closing the gap. Boy, his State of the Union knocked it out of the park. It knocked it nowhere. He hit a bunt and got thrown. They touched home plate and threw him out at first. That's what happened to Joe Biden at the State of the Union. they publicly declare, many of them, that the only way we can beat Donald Trump is we must jail him. We must bankrupt him. We must election interfere, because if we don't do that, we can't beat him. That's what they've said. Other leftists have picked up on this, and they are abandoning the Democrats with, I mean, they're moving so fast away from the Democratic Party, it's ridiculous. One of my friends who's close to the Democrats said this after, we had talked about the NBC poll, and I'm going to play it one more time. Go ahead and just play that.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too, necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
One of my acquaintances, he said that poll created he's an insider. He knows what's going on with the Democrats. He said they had an emergency planning meeting with the Democrats because of that information that came from that NBC poll. One of the guys in the polling tweeted that he'd heard from the union somebody say Biden is as sharp as a knife, a rather dull, rusted knife. He says in 2023, bankruptcies surged by 18%. Retail restaurants have been devastated. They said Red Lobster is currently moving to file bankruptcy. I got a listing of the companies. Let's see, do I have that handy here? The companies that are struggling under Joe Biden. I put it somewhere. If you guys can find it before the segment's over, let me know. But anyway, it was unbelievable the number of companies, big name companies, who were laying off. I told you guys the other day, Tesla is laying off 1,100 people. This Lucid plant here in Arizona laying off 1,100 people. This is Joe Biden's electric vehicle policy that's impacting the number one car manufacturer in America, if not the world, is laying off people. And others that are following suit are falling like flies. All these guys that are doing electric vehicles. Of the polling that I played for that MSNBC, one of the people that responded to it said, an honest poll would never show Biden coming within 4 points of Trump on handling a crisis. Except when he's hopped up on drugs, Biden is barely conscious. I agree with him. I look at these numbers and I think to myself, I don't believe that, again, some of the numbers, and I gave you the numbers a second ago, handling a crisis, Trump +4, strong record as president, Trump +7, competent and effective, Trump +9. Are you kidding? Trump should be +20 in any one of those categories. So that's why, but even if you take this poll for what it is and you don't believe the numbers, it's still, it's damning for Joe Biden. Necessary mental and physical health, Trump +19. Dealing with inflation and cost of living, Trump +22. What do you think it is for foreign policy? What do you think it would be for Trump in dealing with the Chinese or dealing with the Russians or Ukraine? Wow, great news for us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.